This is regarding James Janasek, J-A-N-E-S-A-K, date of birth 9/21/1954. Mr. Janasek is here for his follow-up visit. He is the primary care patient of this practice. He was last seen May 8th of 2024 after he had shortness of breath, cough, and presumed pneumonia with orthopnea. He is completely better at this point. He was having trouble sleeping and was also having severe anxiety. So he used some gabapentin for about a week and then started having excessive fatigue, so he stopped that. Then he was taking Zoloft 50 milligram daily, but that started causing him to feel very spaced out, lazy, and tired, and also exhausted. So he stopped that in early May. And he's been feeling much better after that, stopping both of those medications. All of the shortness of breath is completely resolved. He has lost 3 pounds over the last month. Review of systems is otherwise negative. Medications, I want to highlight Valsartan, 160 milligram twice a day, and he sometimes forgets the nighttime dose. Bisoprolol with hydrochlorothiazide is 5/6.25, one daily in the morning, with a hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. He takes Lescol extended release, 80 milligram daily, and the cabergoline is 0.5 milligram, a half tab once a week to suppress the prolactin level, which it has done very well. And physical exam. Weight, 214 pounds, pulse 56, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cough 130 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, we did check labs initially. We did them on May 10th. Normal creatinine, normal electrolytes, calcium 9.2, albumin 4.8, liver enzymes normal. Prolactin level was suppressed at 2.0. Thyroid studies normal. Hemoglobin 16.6 with normal white count. Platelets are chronically suppressed at 126. We did repeat the prolactin level May 20th. We usually like to do that several days after he has taken the dose of cabergoline, and that is suppressed properly at 2.3. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension, currently well controlled. 2, pituitary adenoma. No, and it's a microadenoma. And the cabergoline is controlling the level of prolactin very effectively. The patient will have a follow-up visit with more labs in the fall of this year, September, October of 2024. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.